Tanya for Dalad Nisan, the fourth day of Nisan, is on page 555 in Perek Lamed Tes, chapter 39. The Alter Rebbe said earlier that a person who studies Torah and does mitzvahs without a true lishma, but rather out of habit, he doesn't arouse any love and fear, but does the mitzvahs out of a habitual fear that he was taught as a child, that kind of a mitzvah does not rise to the godliness of the higher worlds, even though there isn't an actual ulterior motive. In today's Shia, the Rebbe speaks about the ulterior motive. When a person does studies Torah for an actual ulterior motive, in order to attain some self-glorification, as for example, he studies Torah in order to become a Talmud Chacham, he wants the honor, then that motive, shemitzad haklipa denega, which comes from unholiness, it's an unholy impulse, mislabeshes b'teirose, that unholiness clothes itself in his study of Torah, v'hateira hir b'chinas golus b'teicha klipa, and the Torah is exiled into klipa l'fi shah adashiyase tshuva shemevi'e refu'a l'ilu. Until a person does tshuva, tshuva can correct or heal all wounds. So until he does tshuva, his Torah is exiled within klipa. Shebeshuv el Hashem, and then when he does his tshuva and he returns to God, is gam Torah seishava imei, then his Torah returns with him. In other words, it rises to the world that it should have risen to, depending on his level, if he had been studying properly. And that's why the sages say, that a person should study Torah even for an ulterior motive, even if it's not lishma, because from the ulterior motive he will come to study for proper reasons without any doubt. So that even if he can't learn any other way, if he has no choice but to study for an ulterior motive, then he should, because eventually he will raise it to the level of proper study. Shebevadai seifelas is tshuva, since in the end he must do tshuva. Begilgul zeh, begilgul acher, in this incarnation or in another, the next incarnation, he will eventually do tshuva. Ki lo yidoch mimenu nidoch, and this is certain, because it says that from God no one will be lost. So that every Jew will eventually return through tshuva, so that a person should study Torah even for an ulterior motive, because tshuva will correct it and raise that study of Torah to its proper level. Ach, kish'eis ishtam, shalei lishmo, v'lei shalei lishmo. When a person studies neutrally, not lishmo, and not for an ulterior motive, then ein hadover toli b'tshuva, then the elevation of that study of Torah doesn't depend on his doing tshuva, ela miyad shecheze v'lei medover zelishmo, but as soon as he studies that subject again with the proper motivation, haregam mashalomad b'stam mischaber umitztarif ulimud zeo parcholeilo, then even the study that he had studied without any particular motivation, without a lishma, and without an ulterior motive, then that study of Torah joins, is connected to the study of Torah which was done properly, and together they all rise to their proper place. Me'achar, and this is so, because, shalei nislabish be'adayin shum klipa denoiga, since when you study Torah neutrally, there is no ulterior motive, and it's also not lishma, so there's no klipa there. And it doesn't rise, not because of a klipa that is holding it down, but because of an absence of enthusiasm, of life that love and fear would breathe into the mitzvah, as the Zayah says, it can't fly like a bird without wings, and that's why it doesn't rise. So as soon as he studies Torah properly and gives it wings, then all of his study rises. And therefore, a person should always study Torah, even if it's not with the proper motivation. In other words, he's studying neutrally, because on this level, it is proper to study Torah this way. Earlier, he was saying that if you're studying Torah with an ulterior motive, you should still study, because eventually it'll be corrected through tshuva. But that's if you have no choice but to study for an ulterior motive. You can't motivate yourself any other way. So even so, you should study that way, because eventually it'll be elevated through tshuva. Here, when a person is studying, not with an ulterior motive, but with no particular enthusiasm, love, and fear of God, he should still study, not because tshuva will elevate it, but because it'll be elevated as soon as he studies with the proper motivation. The same is true also with davening without kavana, as he says in the Zohar, that the davening without kavana is elevated as soon as he davens with kavana. Then all of the davening is elevated. And that's because there is no klipa there. He's not davening for an ulterior motive. He's not introducing klipa into the davening. And therefore, it can be elevated more easily, more readily, as soon as he studies or davens with kavana. All the learning and all the davening become part of that kavana and rise to its proper place. The Hayem Yem for the 4th of Nisan, Dalad Nisan, the Rebbe writes that Avedas Baile Asokim Mishalekes Lishnei Si'ifim Ikrim. The Aveda of the layman, of the businessman, can be divided into two major categories. Aleph, ha'aveda im atzmei, working on himself, be'eis oske mamish b'sha'a ha'pnuya, b'yoshe b'chonos u'kadema, during his actual work, during the work day, even while he's at work, in the free moment that he has, either as he's sitting in his store or similar office, yomed mishna mishnayis peirik tanya, during those free moments, he could learn a Mishnah, Mishnayis, he could learn a Perek Tanya. He should also have words of Torah, like the words of Chumash, Mishnayis, Tilim, and Tanya, memorized by heart, so that he can go over in his mind, repeat the words of Torah as he's walking in the street, in the marketplace, or wherever. That's for himself. And Beis, the second category of Aveda, is Aveda with others. The Eis Hadibur Binyoni Esik, while he's talking to people in business matters, Yisaviv Hadibur Lusapir Eze Sipur Techni, he should bring the conversation around to where he can relate a story that has a moral content to it. And to find an opportunity, an excuse, to encourage the other to study Torah and similar things in Torah and mitzvahs.